The NRA has Mayor Bloomberg in its crosshairs. The group is targeting the mayor and his allies for their efforts to tighten gun laws. Bloomberg co-founded the group Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and it's grown from 15 to 526 mayors. That has gun rights groups on edge. WNYC's Arun Venugopal headed out to rural Pennsylvania, where the National Rifle Association is pressing its anti-Bloomberg campaign. He has this report.
The showdown between the NRA and Mayors Against Illegal Guns is playing out across the country, in blogs, on the editorial pages of newspapers, and at countless gun clubs. Here at the Ridge and Valley Rod and Gun Club in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania, Rick Hubrick is getting a little target practice. He says he loves animals and never hunts, but he does think gun owners help maintain the law. Today, he's brought his tricked-out AR-15 semi-automatic to the outdoor range, as well as a pistol fitted with a silencer.
It's disgusting that any one man can cause so much turmoil.
Hubrick sees Mayor Bloomberg as the poster boy of gun control.
He never speaks the truth. He always twists a little bit. He's good at it. I'll give him credit. He's very good at that. Once the more educated mayors and sheriffs see what he's doing, they back out because they know it's a lie.
In fact, 15 of Pennsylvania's mayors have quit the coalition since the NRA began a campaign in September. That campaign followed the fight over the Thune Amendment in Congress. That measure would have let gun owners cross state borders with their weapons. The mayor's group opposed the amendment, and in the end, they won. For some members of the gun club, like Bob Hermita, the growth of the mayor's group shouldn't be seen in isolation, but as part of the White House agenda.
Obama has the support on the Hill because he listened to his constituents saying, hey, calm down. But meanwhile, he's whispering in Bloomberg's ear. Push the issue.
One person who got the message from local gun owners is Walter Niedermeyer, mayor of Slatington, Pennsylvania. Some of the mayor's constituents had been getting letters from the NRA, noting Niedermeyer's membership in Mayors Against Illegal Guns, or what it calls the Bloomberg Coalition. Mayor Niedermeyer felt he had no choice but to quit.
They sent me these letters. They called me up, asked me, please get off it. And so I figure, these are the people I vote. These are the people I work with. These are the people I support, too. So I'll do what they want me to do.
But after the recent elections, it's gun control advocates who say they came out ahead. One group, Ceasefire Pennsylvania, says all 12 of the candidates it endorsed won re-election, despite opposition from the NRA. By contrast, gun rights groups couldn't name any members of Mayors Against Illegal Guns who lost re-election in Pennsylvania. The issue is heightened here because Mayor Bloomberg blames Pennsylvania for a large flow of illegal guns into New York City, more than any state but Virginia. But the NRA has gone after mayors in other states, too. Bill Barnett is the mayor of Naples, Florida, and a gun owner, and says he received nearly 100 emails and angry phone calls from people who'd gotten the NRA mailer. He says the mailer distorts the coalition's goals.
It amazed me that someone would read a postcard, and it was almost like Pavlov's dogs, that they would say, oh, okay, wow, if they said this is the truth, then this must be the truth.
And Barnett says he's staying in the mayor's coalition.
From the trace data that we can get, the
back in New York, Mayor Bloomberg sits in a room after a press conference, quietly conferring with the architect of his gun strategy, John Feinblatt. Bloomberg has spent nearly $3 million of his own dollars on Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and he seems unfazed by the defections from the group. The mayors who've left, he says, are mostly from small towns, where gun owners have a major voice. And for the 60 or so who've left since the NRA began its campaign, another 150 have joined.
The growth is as good as it's ever been, and I think you're going to see once you eventually get critical mass, and then a lot of mayors will join. And in the end, elected officials running for office are going to see that the support of the public is much more important than the support of the NRA, and they're going to say to the NRA, come on, this is craziness.
The mayor says he doesn't want more gun control laws, so much as better enforcement at the federal level. He also claims the high ground based on New York's ever-plummeting crime figures.
In New York City, you certainly don't need guns to protect yourself. We have the greatest police department in the world, and I would argue that fewer guns in the hands of criminals and the hands of kids would reduce the crime rate elsewhere as well.
The NRA doesn't buy it, though, and aside from its mailers, has been trying to alert gun owners on TV and online.
Mayor Bloomberg and his group, Mayors Against Illegal Guns, represent a serious threat to our rights because the attention the media will give them.
NRA spokesperson Rachel Parsons says many of those who joined the coalition don't realize its true ambitions. She says the group's push for background checks at gun shows and wider access to gun trace data are the first steps down a slippery slope.
They have lobbied Congress time after time for more restrictions and more restrictive gun control legislation. And we think that if their constituents do not agree with that, then they are not representing those who put them in office.
But for gun control advocates, the mayor's coalition has become a useful and well-funded ally. Paul Helmke is the president of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. He says mayors deal directly with victims of crime and police departments, so they have not just the bully pulpit, but moral authority as well.
And I really feel that it's been one of the most significant things to help affect the debate on gun violence prevention in a number of years.
Others, however, say it's too early to make a call. John Bruce is a political scientist at the University of Mississippi. He says the mayor's group has begun to influence the debate, and that the NRA has reason to be nervous. But in terms of actual policy, he says the group's impact is still hypothetical. And given the fact that Democrats in Congress aren't leaping to take on the gun lobby, he doesn't expect any real change anytime soon.
They got through all the school shootings, right? Pearl, Mississippi, Jonesboro, Arkansas, Columbine, with no real changes in the law, no real changes in access. So what the NRA philosophy has been is essentially to build a firewall, the firewall that has enormous political consequences for breaking.
But Bruce says the mayor's coalition has tremendous potential, that he intends to keep watching what it does and how the gun lobby responds. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.